So a cowboy, probably someone who works for a rancher, wouldn't be the rancher himself. I was just kind of wondering what a cowboy is.
A cowboy would be the fellow that worked for him. They never call the rancher a cowboy, do they?
No.
Okay. The owner.
The cowboy took care of the cows.
Okay.
He's a cow puncher. That's what the kid called me, school puncher.
I still think that's funny. Cow puncher. The school puncher. I'll have to, my mother's a teacher. I'll have to go back.
You'll
and tell
have
her
to
that.
Tell her she was out west here, she'd be a school puncher. I never did hear
that.
That
kind of makes sense, though. You kind of herd them into the classroom.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
And a person who owns a sheep ranch would be called a what?
He's just a sheep man, I guess. And
okay. And the person who works for him or handles his sheep?
They have sheep herders.
Okay.
Sheep herders right. That take care of the sheep.
Okay. And is a rancher the same thing as a cattleman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, these are some pronunciation items. The mother of Jesus, her name is...
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham?
Martha.
Okay. How about S-A-R-A-H?
Sarah.
Okay. Now, if you got in trouble with the law and had to go to court, this person might defend you. He would be a...
Your attorney.
Okay. Another word for attorney?
Your lawyer.
Okay, great. You ever heard of a jackleg lawyer?
Never okay. did.
Bad. I wonder if y'all
is
had a
name.
Is he
a bad one? Is
yeah, he's a bad one. Or if you had another name for a bad lawyer, a dishonest lawyer. I guess there's some you couldn't
there's
say.
There's a lot of them like that, but I don't know. Name just fits them.
I had a guy in another interview say, well, I know a couple of names for him, but I wouldn't say them in polite company.
There was a fellow here that was quite prominent with the community. Everybody said he was a swell old boy, you know. He was a real swell old boy. Down at the mine where he was superintendent, they shortened it up. He's a SOB.
Swell old boy is the same thing as a SOB. The person who sits at a trial and makes a decision.
The judge.
Okay. Now I just need to, I know this gets crazy, I just need to get you to pronounce some body parts for me. This stuff that's falling out of my head is, on the side of my face, I've got
whiskers.
Okay.
Beard.
Okay. And on my side of my face?
Ears.
Okay. And I speak out of my
mouth.
And inside I have
teeth.
Or one?
Tongue.
One. Teeth is plural, one would be?
Tooth.
Okay. This is my
neck.
And the tomorrow we're both going to have a sore.
Or Adam's apple.
Okay. Or a sore
throat.
Okay. And these are my
thighs.
Or all of it is my
leg.
Okay. Two.
Legs.
Okay. And in between the bones in my body, like say where my knee is and my elbow. I have a
elbow.
Would you have a joint?
Joint.
Okay. And then this is a
foot.
And two?
Feet.
Okay. And food goes into my
stomach.
Okay. Now, if you've eaten something that doesn't agree with you, would you...
have an upset stomach or a stomachache.
Okay. Would you ever use... I was wondering if you'd ever say, like, sick in stomach, like...
sick to your stomach.
Okay. So you'd say sick to your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the opposite of weak is...
strong.
Okay. And if you wake up in the morning and you can't talk,
I'd be a little horse.
Okay.
You tell them, pony, I'm a little horse. Did you ever hear that expression?
No. You tell them, pony, I'm a little...
You tell them, pony, I'm a little horse.
That makes sense. Pony is a little horse.
That was way back when we were young kids, they used to say that.
Those are the kinds of things we love to have, just old-time expressions like that. You get this pain sometimes in your joints.